with a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Cayman's Jackson Kova has made national sports history, becoming the first Caymanian-born player ever drafted into the National Hockey League, going 32nd overall to the Ottawa Senators.
The Ottawa Senators select from London in the OHL, Jackson Kova.
Now, this is one of the most unexpected and remarkable stories of this NHL draft. Jackson Kova only started playing hockey, ice hockey, at age 13. Think about that. Age 13 is when he picked up a pair of skates. He was a fantastic roller hockey player and went out to St. Andrews College. Dave Manning's worked his magic yet again. It's Jackson Kova, born in Florida, raised in the Cayman Islands. His dad, Patrick, is from Toronto. His mom, Nan. Unbelievable story, and he's the 32nd and final pick of this draft.
Kova's rise follows a strong campaign with the London Knights, where his steady development pushed him into first-round territory and onto Ottawa's radar. Kova's selection, however, marks a major step in his professional journey.
I'm just most proud of how hard I've worked and just the progression I've made in such a short span of time, and I credit a lot of it to my hard work, but I credit a lot of it to my family, just putting me in the situations they put me in, and just giving the opportunities they've given me their whole life. And I really credit them for everything. I feel like that if you really truly do love something, that you don't need to play it your whole life, or you don't need to grow up playing it. And like, I want to teach kids from unconventional places that even though that you're not from an unconventional place, you could still play a sport that you love, or something you could do. You can find a passion that you love, or just no matter how you love it, you just got to keep working and keep grinding at it.
Jackson, I want to ask you about a few years ago when you made the switch to ice hockey. What would you tell yourself, a young Jackson? Now that you've been drafted to the NHL, you had a wonderful season with the London Knights, and you're committed to play at Penn State.
I just tell myself never to give up, and just always put your first foot forward. And if you really do truly love something, just continue pushing and just try your hardest and give it your all. I'm just most proud of how hard I've worked and just the progression I've made in such a short span of time. And I credit a lot of it to my hard work, but I credit a lot of it to my family, just putting me in the situations they put me in and just giving the opportunities they've given me their whole life. And I really credit them for everything.
Think about it. Like, what would you tell yourself even just a couple years ago if you'd be sitting here?
I don't even know what I would tell myself. Just I'd always tell myself, take everything day by day. Just don't overthink anything and just take it day by day and just keep playing, just being you every day.
His family, his father, Patrick Kova, and mother, Nanalee Kova, told ESPN the journey started on the small rink he grew up in, a place where he spent hours skating, shooting, and grinding his way towards a dream.
The rink I grew up playing in, it was called King's Arena. It was like a family there. Everyone's so close.
It was our home away from home. We are lucky to have that facility, the only one in the Caribbean. Just like how, you know, many kids would have spent many hours growing up at an ice rink, a cold ice rink. We had the benefit of a warm indoor facility with air conditioning and inline hockey.
So when I was 6 years old, my parents decided to sign us up for travel hockey, my brother and I. We had a lot of fun going to various tournaments in California, North Carolina, Miami.
Our first tournament in Estero, no one had ever been to a 6U game that was ever that packed.
The score was 22-20. Jackson scored 20 of the 22 goals. So the second year that he went, there wasn't a single space around the rink where someone could find a space to watch.
For the Cayman Islands, Kova's selection is more than a personal milestone. It expands the nation's sporting identity and shows young athletes that Caymanian talent can reach the highest levels of global sport. Cayman's men and women's national flag football teams are back home after making history at the IFAF Central American Caribbean Tournament in El Salvador, Cayman's first ever appearance at the IFAF event, and both squads returned with bronze medals. Women's national team player Shayla Jordan says the podium finish proves Cayman can compete with the region's best.
Winning bronze really demonstrates that the Cayman Islands flag football can compete effectively at the regional level. Also gave players and coaches valuable insight into where the program is the strongest and where further development is really needed. The next step is really to continue expanding the player pool, increasing opportunities for high-level competition, and build on the experience gained in El Salvador.
Jordan says the tournament was a turning point not just for the teams, but for the sport's future in Cayman.
Beyond the results, this championship, I really believe it will raise awareness of flag football in the Cayman Islands. With the sport continuing to grow internationally and gaining greater visibility through the Olympic movement, the NFL is coming out with pro leagues. There are a lot of universities that are giving out scholarships for flag football, especially for the girls. There are a lot of exciting opportunities ahead, and I'm really excited for the future of Cayman Islands flag football. These bronze medals are a meaningful accomplishment, but they're also a starting point as the program continues to grow.
Both national teams now shift their focus to development. The women building emerging talent for future international events, and the men strengthening systems and consistency after a strong finish in El Salvador. And just about 160 participants turned out on Sunday morning for the inaugural Cayman Islands Basketball Association 5K walk run, making the event a successful celebration of community, fitness, and national basketball. Promptly at 6:30 a.m., participants of all ages and fitness levels set off under the leadership of CBA's president, embracing the event as both a walk and a run, while rallying behind the future of basketball here on island. Colin Anglin says the event is about more than crossing a finish line. It's about helping our young athletes reach theirs.
It was very good. We were very pleased with the turnout, and we're so grateful to everyone, including those that knew they couldn't make it, you know, for different reasons, but still wanted to donate to support the team. So, you know, we're just really grateful. It really shows the community spirit that exists, shows how much the community cares about our youth and wanting to support them in all of their endeavors. So it was really nice turnout. We gave some prizes after the run. We actually came inside of the arc, did some fun and games, had some team building stuff with the kids as well. So, you know, giving people a little glimpse of the different ways that we use the sport to develop our kids and to bring them together in different ways. So overall, it was really fantastic. And we also happy to have, you know, Coach Corey and Coach Voot in here, riling everybody up and getting people who are absolute beginners on the court, getting rid of that apprehension and just teaching them a few things, helping them to score their first basket. You know, we had some parents here, they scored their first basketball shot, so they were pumped and excited, and we had our U17 players actually cheering them on as well. I was so grateful for our team that really helped put this together. I mean, a big shout out to Miss Charmaine Miller, our fundraising lead. Big shout out to Mr. Dane Ramon and Mr. Brian Cuff, our marketing team. They've done a tremendous job with getting us here. And you know, the most difficult time to do anything is the first time. So we know that this will continue to grow from strength to strength.
Proceeds from the inaugural fundraiser will support the association's national programs, including assisting the Cayman Islands U17 national team with travel expenses to compete at the AAU tournament in Orlando, Florida. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.